Understood correctly, you're saying that the important names, the names of people who would have been put in danger, were taken out.
We took away 1 in 5 of those documents. That's 15,000 of the total of 90,000 documents. NATO in Kabul last week told CNN that they had not found a single person, a single Afghan, who was in need of protection or moving. The Pentagon has stated that, to, as far as it is aware, last week, that not a single person has been killed or harmed.
So evidently, you do believe the Pentagon on occasion.
No, but we can see the innate interest in pushing a line one way or the other, and their innate interest is not in pushing the line that we have caused no harm. So I believe that statement.
All right. Well, let's begin with questions from our audience.
It's too late here, but there's no chance of the microphone possibly.
For them?
No, for me.
You've got one on your time.
Oh, okay. You can take it. Can you hear all right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I was afraid of losing my voice. So.
Right. And if you'd like me to repeat.
So I don't need to shout as much as I was. Okay, good.
All right. So who'd like to go first? All right, the lady in the corner over there. And I appreciate you both. I know Jillian's not feeling very well. He's coming down with a cold, and you're jet-lagged, as you say. So thank you very much for your patience and forbearance. Yes.
Hi, this is a Jane Bryan from the One Click Internet News Service.
Can you hold up your arm somewhere?
Yeah, so maybe why don't you stand up?
Jillian, firstly, I'd like to congratulate you on the work for WikiLeaks. I think it's absolutely great. What I'm disappointed in is this element of shooting the messenger, especially the New York Times recently. You gave information to the New York Times. Did you know that they were going to sideswipe you in that way?
No, but that sort of tabloid activity, which that article, by the way, is, has errors in it from top to bottom and is a real smear hit piece, but... That is something that is not that unusual for the New York Times. Now, when we did the Afghan leak, the young soldier who was accused of being our source, Bradley Manning, now who spent 6 weeks in prison in Kuwait and has been transferred to Quantico in the United States awaiting trial, accused of being our source and therefore also accused of being the source to the New York Times for their Afghan articles, they produced a profile on him which depicts him as essentially as a dysfunctional short faggot.
Yeah, disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Removed all higher level political motivations from him and psychoanalyzed him down to problems in his childhood and a demand for attention. One of the most disgusting articles I've seen in a long time. So no surprise to see this happening about me. The interesting question is that as a result of sort of journalists with extremely bad character working for the New York Times? Or is it the real politic that Bill Keller has to go through in order to get out any story that depicts the US military in a negative way?
The balance, as he might see.
That's right, the so-called balance. I hate that. We do not use that word. We use accurate. But balance, as in balance this power group with that power group, and maybe the New York Times will survive.
Mm.
And so if that interpretation is true, that shows you something extremely significant about the forces at work in U.S. society.
Okay, and last question, please. What next for WikiLeaks? What's your next big leak, as it were?
well, we never say when or precisely what.
No, I'm asking
as well. Yeah, but we do have these 15,000 extra documents from Afghanistan, and they will be released sometime soon, as soon as additional media have a chance to go through them.
Thank you. Gentlemen at the back in the